Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Today, Governor Baker will get a firsthand look at the damage from Friday's nor'easter, and he will meet with local officials and first responders. His first stop today is Gloucester. Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith has been coordinating the emergency management plan there, and he joins us now. Chief, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
What will the governor see when he tours Gloucester today?
There's numerous areas that have suffered some fairly significant damage here for us, both infrastructure, public property. So we'll be touring through areas in Magnolia as well as along the boulevard, and also we'll probably make a few additional stops. The footbridge at Good Harbor Beach, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
It was wiped out. You know, the pier in Magnolia itself was wiped out, as well as portions of seawall and erosion that's undermining the roads that go around the shoreline, Shore Road actually, and then where it turns into Hesperus. So quite a bit of damage to Cressy's Beach, the seawall there in Stage Fort Park, along with the older section, the bulkhead right at the mouth of the Anisquam River and the harbor right along the boulevard. We took a lot more wave action in the harbor than we had hoped would have happened, given the winds, and they just kind of heeled around and brought waves in of significant proportion and energy in the harbor itself. So it did more than some of these older structures could handle, and made quite a bit of mess, and has done some infrastructure damage that we're hoping we can get squared away, and we'll see where the damage assessments lead us, and obviously the governor is out to have a firsthand look at this to make his determinations as to what course he will take.
What do you expect to be telling the governor about what Gloucester needs most?
The biggest thing is always with almost everybody, both in our personal lives and professional lives, is always funding, especially when there's damage like this and unpredicted, unforeseen things. It's no different than having an accident on a car and for the most part, look at the car as being uninsured or underinsured, and an event that occurred that might not even be covered by your insurance. So there's not only is the government struggling with this, but we have a lot of homeowners that have suffered damage as well on the private property side that are going to be struggling with this. So we'll be taking a hard look at what can be done. Is this going to meet the level of federal declarations? Is the governor looking to go down that path? And again, those are his calls. We're here to help him get a good assessment firsthand so he can make determinations. And obviously, there's a lot that goes into that to meet the federal thresholds and levels to move this forward if we're able to go in that direction. And we certainly hope so. We definitely need the funding from those sources to be able to make these repairs and get things back in order, not only for the community as a whole, but it kind of comes at a bad time right before summer. We get a lot of damage to areas of the Stage Fort Park, and we're coming up on an anniversary celebration down there in the next few years. So there's a lot of work to do, and we need to get to it. And unfortunately, it's for things that weren't budgeted or planned for. It throws a wrench into our work, so to speak.
Right. I mean, a lot of Gloucester's economy is based on the warm weather months.
Yeah, the community is, you know, a working community and a working seaport, and we've obviously started to embrace and taking on a lot more when it comes to tourism, and with the building of a new hotel. Our new harbor master has done incredible work in a short amount of time to really make this a port for, you know, private boating and the boating community to come into. And we've seen in the last 5 years many cruise ships coming into town. So it is certainly becoming a destination. It's a beautiful community, obviously, rich with history and a place to come and see and visit. It's kind of one of those places on the must-see in New England list. So we definitely have to get prepared for that and be able to meet that expectation and demand that we know is coming this summer.
Well, good luck with the recovery, and thank you very much, Chief.
We appreciate your time and all the coverage. It certainly helps bring it to the spotlight for everybody and hopefully on the national level, and we'll see if we get some federal assistance.
Okay. Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith. Also today, the governor will visit Quincy, and the lieutenant governor is surveying damage on the South Shore.